Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We're here for the design contract for the Concord Road expansion of the Blade Sanitary Sewer District. The area was annexed into the Blade Sanitary Sewer District back in September of 2013. Parcels are located primarily along County Road 20, Concord Road. We've been working through USDA contracts and have a design proposal from Davis Bowen and Friedel, one of our consulting engineers on the miscellaneous consulting list. And it's for the, to include new 8-inch and 10-inch gravity sanitary sewer lines, manholes, pumping station, and force main to connect to the existing gravity sanitary collection system with clean outs and pavement restoration of Concord Road. Any questions?
You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute an agreement with Davis Bowen and Friedel, Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland, to provide design services for the Concord Road expansion of the Blade Sanitary Sewer District at a cost not to exceed $64,984.62.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Do we have a second, Mr. Wilson?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jewel Gibbons, pump station 33, and force main upgrade contract 14-21. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have one item, and this is the award of the contract for design services to KCI for contract 14-21. Force pump station 33 and force main upgrades. Pump station 33 is one of five sub-regional pump stations in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. A study undertaken in 2006 identified major improvements needed at pump station 33, namely the elimination of potential overflows from the force main discharge point on Route 54. This would be achieved by the installation of a force main bypass connection of approximately 12,000 linear feet from the current discharge point to pump station 31. A number of upgrades are necessary at pump station 33 to support the new force main alignment. This is the basis of the work which KCI will perform. The work will consist of a preliminary design phase and a final design phase. In the preliminary design phase, the scope of work broadly includes a topographic utility survey, hydraulic analysis, pump station modification plan, wet well structural review, etc. In the final design phase, the work will include a geotechnical evaluation, mechanical electrical instrumentation analysis, existing force main condition assessment, etc. The design fee is $218,181. The funds are available in this year's budget.
Questions of council? You have a motion?
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute an agreement with KCI Technologies, Inc. of Dover, Delaware, to provide consulting services for contract 14-21, pump station 33, and force main upgrades, the cost of these services not to exceed $218,181.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'm his motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julia Cooper.
Hello. Good morning. It's still morning, I think.
Yep.
Yes.
Thing to go.
Okay. The South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Septage Acceptance Plant is my first item. A septage acceptance plant is a piece of equipment used to transfer sewage from waste hauler trucks to the wastewater treatment plant. Currently at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, the waste haulers pump the septage onto a graded pump station. The grates open to the atmosphere, allowing odors to escape. The grate also frequently clogs with rags and other debris, so it requires extensive maintenance, actually a specialized vacuum truck and at least three operators a minimum of once a week to clean it off. This septic acceptance plant will transfer the sewage into the treatment facility without the exposure to the atmosphere, and it also filters out the debris separately and puts it into an enclosed container. The bid is $116,775. That's $116,775 for the piece of equipment itself, and $19,775 for insulation, a total of
$136,550. I think Mr. Izzo can answer this question. I think maybe last year, did we raise the rates for the private haulers to bring their sewage to us?
That is correct.
Would that help pay this? I assume this is for their benefit, right?
Well, no, it's actually more for our benefit. We now have such a significant volume of waste coming into the plant that we need an improved receiving station.
Okay.
When we looked at the rates, one, we wanted to make ourselves competitive with other rates throughout the area. We did not calculate in the cost of this particular piece of equipment when we raised the rates. I don't recall the amount of extra revenue that we're bringing in.
Yeah. It is actually over this. We're bringing over more revenue a year than the cost of
it. It was contained within our budget for our overall sewer and water operation, so it does fit into that.
Fine. Thank you. That's cool.
While you're standing, shouldn't it be, should we just have one place for these people to dump, have to drive clear across the county to drop?
Well, right now you can, you know, if you're looking at Sussex County, you can go to, there's a private operation, Clean Delaware, you go there, or you can go to the South Coastal plant, our plant, or you can go to Laurel, or you can go to Seaford. So currently there are
Seaford
four operators.
Seaford and Laurel will take these private companies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about the same price?
Yeah, we've made ourselves approximately equal with their rates.
Okay, I'm hearing from haulers that they got to drive so far to go dump all the time, so I didn't.
Mr. Lawson has asked us to look into what would need to be done to consider receiving septic haulers at our inland bays facility, and we're going to, you know, provide him with the cost of performing a study that, because the inland bays plant is not set up currently to receive septic, so we would have to do a significant amount of capital improvements there, but it would provide another geographic location.
Well, that seems to be the argument that I hear all the time. And plus, it's passed back on to the ones we're pumping from. And that's the septic systems, the private owners, more so in the towns, or they're set up on a regular price.
Haulers, you know, the price of gas going up and down, and shorter runs, they can make more.
And tires and everything else, it costs a lot more to run. They claim to run, I don't know, it's like 10, 15 miles further each way or something. It would if it came down here to Inland Bays.
Mike, while you're I do have a question too. Does the fee cover the cost of the service?
For the haulers?
For the haulers. In other words, I don't want to see, because the South Coastal is paid for by the users, and some of this stuff that the haulers are bringing in is coming outside of the districts, and I don't think it'd be fair for the users who have been paying for South Coast to be subsidizing a fee structure that would, you know, for these haulers. I know what their costs are, and I share their concern, but again, we're supposed to be stewards of the money for these, right?
Short term, we are able to deal with the numbers of haulers coming in, and what we treat, what we're concerned about long term is the wear and tear on the plant, because what comes in septage, it's a heck of a lot stronger. It's also very gritty.
High quality stuff.
Concerned about, high quality stuff.
Like 100 proof. 100 proof.
But there's a lot of long-term wear and tear on the South Coastal plant. I have Lauren George, who's our main operator, can speak to it better than I can. I know he has significant.
It's a shock
concerns.
To the system, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The DOD, the TSS is the rag about
it. Come on, if you wouldn't want to come down, please, this front there.
You got to come down and say,
tell
us who you are.
Lauren George, South Coastal District Manager. Everything related with the septage is stronger. We're doing 500,000 gallons a month of septage right now. These pumps clog on a weekly basis. The pumps average about $20,000, $21,000 per pump. A lot of extra maintenance. The BOD, the strength, puts a lot of strain on the plant. We have to waste more. We have to produce more lime product as a result of more solids in the system. It's a tremendous strain on the system, the septages.
So my gut feeling then is the fee doesn't cover the total impact that it has.
Yeah, the long term, it's hard to calculate. The short term, receiving it, putting it in the plant, processing it, we can handle that cost. It's its long term wear and tear.
But it's the users. It's those users of that district. And again, we're stewards of their money. We're supposed to be, you know, watching what we do for them. Is there any potential to set up a facility that would just deal with that and off-site that we did, then it gets treated and shut to us or something?
That's what we're going to look at. If we look at something at Inland Bay, it's almost going to have to be a standalone.
Standalone. Okay, well, that might be the ticket, because I get concerned that to what extent do we subsidize? I mean, we probably wouldn't need.
Are you saying, George, that Bethany and all those were never subsidized by the private people out here? Sounds like
I'm saying the.
Is that true, Mike? When they partly subsidized one time?
Well, are you saying did we receive
grant money? The source system, yeah. Then you get grant money. Wasn't that subsidized by the private people?
Well, the septic comes from outside the sewer district. Well, because they're on septic systems.
Okay,
not in the sewer.
I agree. Right. Okay, so that means that I helped subsidize. I was never on this system, but I did help subsidize down here at the beach. If you really technically you want to get to it. If you keep calling about good stores, maybe I should come in with part of good source this half, too.
We'll do a fact check on that and get back to you next week.
I'm pretty sure I'm right, George.
I mean, you can control it with rates. If we raised our rates higher than everybody else, then no septage would come to the South Coast plant. They go to the other
They go
plants,
other ones, right, right.
You know,
no, I know.
In other words, there wasn't no complaint loans was going the other way, but it's coming this way, now it's a complaint. I understand.
Well, you just heard, though, Sam, the impact that it has on our system and the headaches that are associated with it, and a standalone at Inland Bays is probably the smartest thing to do.
In other words, I should have been complaining earlier when they're taking money from me out of my septic system to help pay for your sanitary system.
All you ever do is complain.
Sure, I agree, George.
Any more questions to council?
The number one.
You have a motion.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time very much. Thank you.
I'm glad you brought the topic up.
Glad you did.
Welcome. Glad you enjoyed it. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 14-20 SCRWF Septage Acceptance Plant be awarded to the lowest responsive bidder, Lakeside Equipment Corporation of Bartlett, Illinois, at the total bid amount of $136,550.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Second. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
If Sam convinced me, I should support this.
I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Now your next subject.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
The next one is for Greenwood Library. Final balancing change order. I put a summary in your packets, and it's pretty informative. The library was the construction contract was awarded to Richard Y. Johnson and Son of Lincoln, Delaware, at the bid amount of $2,768,572. The construction began in November 2012. The library opened and has been open ever since June 2014. Currently, punch list items are being resolved. The final balancing change order, which is what I'm here for, results in a $57,024.01 credit, and it's detailed on the attached sheet.
Credit.
I assume there was some liquidated damages. I assume that two things I want to talk about. I've heard a talk about they went past the time for the contract. Hmm? Did we charge them damages for that?
Yes.
Okay.
And on your attached sheet, you'll see a summary of the costs that we actually incurred because of that 201 days we had extra expenses for rentals, storage, builder's risk insurance.
Okay.
And also the consultant.
Okay. So we did collect the money. That's a good thing.
We are collecting the money for the cost overrun. There are continual problems that we have with the HVAC system.
As we heard about this morning.
I didn't hear the comments, but I have to assume that's what it's in regard to. We are still in the one-year warranty period. The contractor is being responsive as to when there is a problem, the contractor comes out and attempts to fix it. What the contractor has not been able to do is provide that final long-term fix. So, however, we are still in the warranty period.
Do they know what's wrong?
We're working on
it. Joe, you want to speak to that?
They're still trying to determine the exact issue, and we're not going to let go of it until it has been
okay,
resolved.
Okay, so you are on, basically the concern was from the public.
Engineering's very active in this. It won't be forgotten. In fact, we're holding retainage, which we can use.
Separate from the liquidated damages, right. We continue to hold $136,000 okay. in the contractor's money. So we have that in our pocket.
So pay for other job we just done.
But until they fix for sure this.
That is
no
correct.
Way
right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
I mean, do you think at some point in time, like, you might end up having to bring somebody else in?
That would be our last resort.
I didn't realize, but if they can't fix it.
It is a possibility.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
I don't think
that.
I have anything to add.
No, I just want to make sure we're addressing the issues brought forth to us.
I do have a question, though, President. May I? And that is, how long have we been dealing with the HVAC issue?
Probably off. I'm trying to think. It's been more of a heating coming on.
It didn't really.
The air conditioning wasn't as much of a problem. During this cold weather, the heating has been a problem.
That's global warming, too.
That's a separate council.
It couldn't be a day at council without me. George Crackin.
So the answer to the question is what then? I mean, how long have we been dealing with this?
The actual HVAC issue didn't really come to the forefront until this winter.
I'm going to say chronic the last 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. Okay. They were fine all last summer, and there were some issues that came up. They found a couple of switches on some automatic valves that weren't operating correctly. Okay. So, you know, we're just following it.
And we're still not there yet. So to that, I mean, what is the issue? I mean, we're talking 3 or 4 months.
I'm not a mechanical engineer, and that's why
Joe has the best
that.
Handle on it. I'll let him address it.
I wish I could tell you exactly what the problem is. It's been a host of problems that were, in some cases, totally unrelated to each other. We have a mechanical contractor and a controls contractor. In some cases, they pointed fingers at each other.
Sure.
We're holding our general contractor responsible, of course, Richard Y. Johnson. I'm in daily conversation with them. There is a contractor again there today. He was there yesterday. So we're very frustrated. As Mike said, we're not about to release the retainage until we have some assurance. And we've had some discussion about potentially extending the warranty period if he can't bring resolution within this 1 year period.
No question.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You have a motion, ma'am?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective May 21st, 2014 to Richard Y. Johnson & Son Incorporated of Lincoln, Delaware, excuse me, for Sussex County Project 0705 Greenwood Public Library, and further that balancing change order number 6 be approved in the credit amount of $57,024.01, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $2,780,953.26 to $2,723,929.25, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Yes. Is this just a check? Is it just a check that we get back from them, this $57,000?
No, it comes off of what we owe them.
Is that what it is? So
yes.
That $100,000 that we're holding, it
yes,
comes off of that
we're
number?
Holding.
No, the $136,000 is separate.
Okay.
We had, think about it this way. We had a contract worth approximately $2.7 million for the construction. Mm-hmm. That contract value is now reduced by $57,000. We still continue. So now it's like $2,650,000. We still continue to hold $136,000 of that money. So that $57,000 is not affecting the retainage that we continue
Mm-mm.
to hold.
You're right. It isn't.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Oh, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And then you have your consultant contract
yeah.
amendment number 2.
Okay, now this is Greenwood Library also. It has to do with our consultant. Davis Bone and Friedel of Salisbury and Milford. Construction administration for the Greenwood Library project has been provided by Davis Bowen and Friedel throughout the course of the work. Contract amendment number two is for what I'm here for today, includes additional consultant services related to construction delays. Now, that amount was also reflected in the change order with the general contractor, so we're getting it back through the construction contract. It also includes additional consultant services related to a change in the type of the window coverings, which was requested by the library. They had to do a certain amount of work to research it and find what we needed. And then also work to apply for a flood map revision for the library location. It turns out that the existing FEMA flood map shows one corner of the building in the flood zone, but we purposely built the finished floor over a foot higher than the flood zone. So there has to be a certain amount of paperwork to be submitted to get that changed, so we don't have to pay as high insurance rates as we would if we were in the flood zone.
And it costs $5,900 to do that?
Just for the survey and the application.
Oh, survey was included.
Yeah, they do a survey, and then they fill out applications. It gets sent to FEMA to try to get the map changed.
That's a long job, George.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute amendment number two to the existing contract with Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland, to provide additional construction administration services for Sussex County Project 0705. Greenwood Public Library at a cost not to exceed $23,394.52.
So moved. Council. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you
very much for your time.
I got a question for you. With the soil conservation luncheon,
we're going to get this done.
We're going to try to get all this done. Yep. Okay, I just want to make sure, in case anybody out there is waiting.
Helen Naylor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it's almost lunchtime. I am here before council today to recommend awarding contract number 1414 to George and Lynch Incorporated to rehabilitate Taxiway A South project. Taxiway A South is the existing taxiway from the airport terminal apron to the end of runway 422. This project's scope of work consists of rotomilling the existing pavement, placing a leveling course of new asphalt pavement, installing a pavement fabric interlayer, and a new 2-inch asphalt overlay. Bids for this project were received on February 13th. Three bids were received, ranging from $533,305.85 to $875,280. The low bid was George and Lynch, in the amount of $533,305.85.
I like that cent.
The engineer's estimate was $550,000. Any questions?
Motion.
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that George and Lynch Incorporated be awarded the contract for Sussex County Project Number 1414. Rehabilitate Taxiway A South for a contract price of $533,305.85.
Pleasure,
make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be as motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Mr. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you. First grant is Town of Blades. They're requesting a sponsorship for their 100th year anniversary celebration. Sponsorship levels range from $100 to $500. Last grant received was $600 for their kids' Christmas bazaar, which was $500 from Mr. Wilson and $100 from Mr. Phillips.
So I make a motion to grant $500 from my accounts bank account, taxpayer dollars.
Should I make that motion?
Sure.
I'll make that motion for Mr. Vincent.
I will second it.
I have a motion and a second to grant $500 to Town of Blades to help offset the 100th anniversary celebration from my council bank account. Question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a motion carried.
Next one's the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra is requesting $1,000 to help them provide more concerts at the Cape and Lupin High School. There are a group of musicians that are dedicated to keeping concerts alive in Delaware and Maryland. Last grant received was $1,000 for their Ocean View performances. It was $500 for Mr. Cole and $500 for Mr. Phillips. I spoke with Ms. Deaver before the meeting, and she's willing to contribute $500 to their $1,000 request.
All right. The
that's $250.
No. We're doing $1,000 and $500 each from Mrs. Deaver's fund and my fund.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra of Society for operating costs, being $500 from Mr. Cole's council bank account, $500 from Deaver's council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'd just like to point out it does cost $25,000 to pull off a concert with everything that's involved, and our token amount will help get some more shows or some more concerts in the Sussex County area, Ocean View and Cape and Lopen. So,
Mr. Arlette.
I do have a couple of concerns. I do believe that this should be coming from private sector, not public funds, but love music. My son's in music. If there's a way we can figure out to help them to raise more private funds, I really don't like it. But in this one specific case, I can't say I'll do it in the long term, but for today, I will say yes.
Wilson.
I can say dittos to Mr. Robert here, but I will vote yes.
We have two motion carried. Next.
Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce is requesting $1,000 to celebrate their town and country fair at Seaford's 150th anniversary. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
I'd like to make a motion, because I participated in the 100 year.
Oh, there you go.
No, 50, yes, I did.
100 years, yeah.
Was it 100? 50 years ago, no. 50 years ago. Were you in that show?
Not in the show. Not in the
no,
show.
I actually participated in the little show. I forget what I did.
Were you on the council then?
No,
yeah,
I wasn't.
Was, yeah.
But so I'm going to give $1,000 of Mr. Vincent's money out of his discretionary fund to help with that 150th anniversary.
It took you all that way to get to that.
That's right. But okay. I was in the 100th year, I participated. I forget. I had to do a dance or something.
I have a motion. I need a second. Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant $1,000 to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for Town and Country Affair and Seaford's 150th anniversary celebration for my council bank account.
It was a roaring 20s
venue. Any questions 20s. On that motion?
It's an honor to be amongst those presents, I would say, after 50 years later. There's very few people on this earth that can make that claim, as you just have.
You go back to Seaford.
So it is an honor.
They're still talking about it in Seaford.
I'm just
talking about yours, I'm sure.
It's an honor.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Mike's upset because he didn't dance.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware is requesting funds for their annual Bowl for Kids' Sake. They're requesting $2,500 because of their overall enrollment has increased. Last year's grant was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
I make a motion we do the same.
And Mr. somebody who wants to speak. Come right on
come
down.
Come on down. Now you're cutting into our.
This must be your grant we're talking about.
And Judge, we're in our lunch period, so make it quick. We don't want to be.
I'm Ray Kwong. I'm the the program manager of Big Brothers and Big Sisters here in Sussex County. The program is, I've only been with the program for 5 years, but we've doubled the increase of kids that we're serving. We have like 200 kids now that we're serving from at-risk homes in Sussex County. We still have 60 kids on our waiting list. What we're asking for is help with sponsorship for this particular grant. You talk about the private sector. To this date, and I'm still collecting, I've collected $20,000 from a lot of businesses, clubs throughout the county, and I'm still collecting. 75% of our funds for Sussex County comes out of state and federal grants, and we're trying to do more for our own to go out. I've got an ad book. We've got teams. We've got 32 teams that are coming up to raise money to help fund our operating expenses. I have been with working with kids and families, at-risk kids and families, for 42 years. Without any doubt, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, in my opinion, is the best program and the most cost-effective program that this county has ever seen. It works. Mentoring works. There's no question about it. I was a probation officer in my early years when I was with
the state. I was with Family Court. I did that for 10 years. I had, some of you may know, Roy Short, who was ran the program for Big Brothers then, convinced me to refer some of my younger kids to his program, and then I quickly understood that and realized that the kids that had a Big Brother were not getting in the trouble with the kids that I had on probation were. There's no question about it, it works. There's a quote from Mr. Frederick Douglass, a writer and statement, once said that it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men or women. I couldn't agree more, and we just asked why the jump. Ms. Deaver, she was here. I'm sure she would point out the disparity from $500 to $2,500. I'm getting ready to retire. I will be 66 this summer. After sitting beside Mr. Cole in biology class back in 68.
He was held back. I'm only 64, but he was held back.
But in any case, I've been doing this for a long while. This program works. There was an editorial in the News Journal the other day on Friday. It says, invest in programs that we know work. Folks, whether I'm with the program or not, this program works, and I just ask you to help us out. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure, Council.
May I ask a question, though,
Mr. Arlett?
Mr. President, before you, because I really don't know. I've not ever been familiar with your organization as the new kid here on the council. So, but you make mention, and as a father of two, and I believe mentoring is critical for one's success. Thank you. But can you share a little bit about, as it relates to at-risk, what is the definition of at-risk children?
Good point, and I should have mentioned that. At-risk means kids that come from single-parent or no-parent homes. So it could be, a foster family. It could be someone living with grandparents. It can be living with an aunt or uncle or nobody at all, just a distant relative. So that's what it means by at risk, as opposed to having a mother and father, help, socialize and mentor and be able to raise your kids. I was lucky enough to have two parents, as opposed to a lot of most of the kids that you end up that we see in the court system didn't have that or don't have that. And we don't see them until they're a lot of times 13 to 14 years of age in the court system when they get in trouble. A lot of times by that time, it's too late. We deal with kids from 6 through 17. If we can match the kids between 6 and 10 before that, they'll listen to, a good role model as opposed to some of the kids that they're running into on the streets. So that's what at-risk means, and that's why the program works.
Mr. Arlett, more questions?
No, I mean, other than I'll just share with you that obviously, we have a lot of people in this county that, do have some concerns, as you know. And as elected officials, we get people reaching out to us all the time about how we should and should not be spending one's money, their money, the public's money. So,
I understand that, and I appreciate that. As have lived in this county for virtually all my life, except for one way to school. But I tell you that this program is cost-effective. We have, I'm the only full-time staff person here. I have three part-time people, and then after I leave at the end of May, there will be no full-time people. We get volunteers to commit and spend all kinds of time with these kids, and I tell you, it works. There's no question about it.
And then the increase, I'm not sure if I heard the answer. I know you mentioned it, but what the answer between 500 and 2,500, what was the actual reason for the five-fold increase?
I'm just trying to get, in addition to the private businesses that are out there and clubs that are contributing, because of our increase in the people that we're serving, I'm just asking Sussex County as well as the state to help out a little more, with helping, fund the operating costs of the program so we can continue to provide, goods and services for these kids.
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, I'll tell you what, unless there's any other conversation, I'll support the efforts to move it up to $500 each. Is there any concern about that?
For me, there is. I mean, at this point, only because I have to do more due diligence, I think, before I can commit funds I'm responsible for.
You want to clear, Danny?
We only did a total of 500 last year?
So you want to do $100?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me
you
make...
You want to do none? Right.
I'm going to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we give $250 each to this effort, which would bring it to $1,000. For the
$1,250.
Or $1,250, okay. $1,250.
And excluding me from that number.
Well,
yeah, I mean, if you want to do the 1,000, excluding me, because again, I think for me, I need to do more due diligence.
We're good. Okay.
That's all.
You okay with that?
$250 each?
I'll get $250.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to put Mrs. Deaver in because I'm sitting next to her and she's not here today, and I'm going to take advantage of that situation. So Mrs. Deaver would be glad to.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to give $1,000 to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware for their Bowl for Kids fundraiser, being $250 for Mrs. Deaver's Council Mac account, $250 Mr. Cole's, $250 Mr. Wilson's, $250 for myself. Mm-hmm. I have a second on the motion. Need a second.
I'll say.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I'm going to say no on this.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I say yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next one's the Cape and Lopin Education Foundation requesting support to help fund their enrichment programs for the Cape and Lopin School District. Their central focus is to help limited income students. They also support anti-bullying programs to help children feel safe. Last grant received was $1,250, which was $500 for Ms. Deaver, $500 for Mr. Cole, and $250 for Mr. Phillips. Again, I spoke to Ms. Deaver, and she's willing to do $500.
Well, Mrs. Deaver and myself will proffer $500 each.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account, $500 from Mr. Cole's account, the Cape Lopin Educational Foundation for enriching program funding. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
This is done through the school. Is that correct? I mean, it's a sister organization through the school?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're a nonprofit. They're separate.
Sure.
But they help just for Cape and Lopin School District.
Okay.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club's requesting $375 for the 2015 Great Walks and Trails publication. Proceeds of this publication benefit fitness initiatives in the community in Lewis Rehoboth, and also Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club scholarship programs. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Ms. Deaver and $250 Mr. Cole. Ms. Deaver is willing to do the half of the $375, which is $187.50.
So moved. We'll do that. $187 each.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Wilson, to grant $187 each, you said?
Yeah, I guess that's
$187.50 each for a total of $375.
From Mrs. Deaver's account, half and half Mr. Cole's account.
Right.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Obvious motion carried.
Okay, next one's Teens in Perspectives requesting $1,100 to provide 50 scholarships to the Sussex County girls ages from 11 to 18 to attend the 8th Girls Rock Empowerment Conference. These funds are crucial for teens identified in the impoverished areas of Sussex. The conference is a statewide college career readiness event. The goal is to expose teen girls to each other in a positive, fun-filled day of team building, informative workshops, education vendors, and forums. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 each in 2012. This request would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
I'll make a motion. We use the countywide youth grant, and we give $200, or give a total of $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000, being out of the countywide youth grant, to the Teens in Perspective Leadership Mentor Program.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Dunbar Elementary School in the Laurel School Districts requesting sponsorship for their 5K fun run walk through the town of Laurel. All proceeds from this event will benefit their school's wellness program. It will enable them to provide further wellness education and activities for their students. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants.
Mike Benson's
Motion to give $100 from my account.
Second.
And wait a minute. I would like also to provide the $100 as well.
So moved.
From the, yeah.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one. Bridgeville Lions Foundation is seeking a grant to purchase a modest self-contained food vendor trailer for their crab cake sales at local events. With the help of their crab cake fundraising events, the Bridgeville Lions Foundation has helped provide over $1 million worth of services and material needs to their community since 1952. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants for this project.
Motion by Mr.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion. Mike gets 500, and I'll get 250.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 to the Bridgeville Lions Foundation for their food vendor trailer, being $500 from my CouncMAC account and 250, Mr. Wilson, CouncMAC account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
It's going to be yes, because they're going to make some good crab cakes,
there
I'm
you
sure.
Go. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Ducks Unlimited, the Nanticoke chapter, is requesting a $1,000 donation to be used for the Ducks Unlimited conservation of wetlands efforts in Sussex County. Specifically, the funds would be used for the conservation of the Nanticoke River watershed. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips is in for
this. Yeah. I will certainly give this the same $500. That's to make that motion.
Mr. Arlett, are you...
You know, I tell you, I have to do some more due diligence with Ducks. I really do. So before I can do so.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
That we grant $500 to the Nanticoke chapter of Ducks Limited for wetland conservation from my CouncMAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
No, because I have to do some due diligence.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Greater Laurel Chamber of Commerce is requesting sponsorship of their annual Broad Creek Bike and Brew Tour. Participants come from Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Jersey, D.C., Maryland, all over Delaware. Proceeds will benefit both the Greater Laurel Chamber of Commerce and Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
Do they take bike rides from bar to bar?
I don't think
is
so.
Is that Bike and Brew?
I don't think so. I'll...
Sounds like Dewey Beach.
It does,
huh? Unless you want to participate, Mr. Arlett,
I'll... Yes, I will. No, I'd be happy
to.
That's
up to you.
Yes. Do you want to... What are you thinking?
The same thing. I'll do the same we did last year. I'll give $250.
Sure, as will I.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr.
I will.
Wilson. To grant $500 to the Laurel Chamber of Commerce for this fundraiser, being $250 from Mr. Arlett's CouncMAC account and $250 from my CouncMAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Comments from council members. Any comments from council members?
I've had my turn.
You've had your turn. Anybody else except Mr. Wilson then?
I want to be on the record that three of us here did attend the National Association of Counties. It was a great event, learned lots. And one thing that concerns me as a council member as it relates to Sussex County, and that is a huge thing that can be greatly impactful, and that is the extension of our president signing a executive order as it relates to our wetlands from 100-year to a 500-year plain. And I am actually traveling to Virginia Beach tomorrow all day for a FEMA seminar to learn more about this very potentially very impactful thing in our community.
Thanks. Are any more comments from council? There's a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition, pending potential litigation, and personnel.
Do you want to delay that till after lunch?
I don't want to, no.
I mean,
we'll do whatever you want to do. I mean,
we have some people waiting for us. I mean, they...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Our executive session is going to be quite lengthy.
I'd wait.
Entertaining motion to recess until...
Don't we get back?
2 o'clock, I guess.
So moved.
For executive session.
Yep. Or I'll second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote no. What words carried?